Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, December 27th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please help out and get us through this transition phase and through the holidays here. So far, we have appreciated those who have donated. But please, you know, it's all about self-funding. You know, we, the people, have to provide this platform for free speech, or we can't expect it to exist. Please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. And we do now have our credit card processors up again. So if you want to call in to donate, you can call in at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page, or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order. You can make those out to just the letters RBN and mail that to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, we greatly appreciate it, folks. I do have my Monday regular co-host back with me here, folks, an Irishman across the pond over in jolly old England, Paul Edward Stevenson. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, hello, Richard. We are quite jolly over here because there are no new COVID restrictions in England before New Year. Boris Johnson says that little clown, that little puppet, that little puppet of Jews, Boris Johnson, who is himself a Jew and his Jewish blood, have been telling us we have no more restrictions in England. So the clown show continues over here, but the people have spoken, and the people are very angry in England, and the little countries of Northern Ireland and Wales and Scotland, they are being bullied, so they have been bullied into believing all this shit, and we have the
Whoa, be careful with that one. Remember, we don't say S with a hit over here.
Sorry?
And well, no, we try not to use that word S with a hit, you know, on the air here in the in the States.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And no, you have the anger today. Now, please continue though.
No, so that's what's going on. There you are.
Well, I don't expect that to last too long. You know, we'll have the first weekday of the new year on the 3rd, a week from today. I couldn't rule out that they'll reverse their stance as early as January 3rd. You know, perhaps they're just at least letting people get through the holidays, you know, before they put down their restrictions. Over here, though, I mean, you know, people are in denial, clearly, still about these shots. I notice in Argentina, we have this big investigation now. Investigation has been launched after a three-year-old girl died from cardiac arrest. That's really common for a three-year-old, isn't it? Died from cardiac arrest one day after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Big surprise there. You know, but we have over in New York, they're saying New York is seeing a four-fold increase of child and infant COVID hospitalizations and deaths. That's what we're supposed to believe it is. COVID hospitalizations and deaths of children and infants, a fourfold increase. And that's not, it has nothing to do with these shots being rolled out for those under 18, and New York being a, you know, an epicenter of the far left compliance that we see so prominent in these ideologies. But you know, regardless of political bent, anyone who takes these shots is insane. But you know, they're going to continue being oblivious, I guess, some people. I mean, you'll hear people, they have children who are permanently damaged, and they're still encouraging people to get the shots, Paul. I can't believe how deep in a delusion many people are with these shots and just complying to what you're told.
Yeah, well, let them. They are so politically, married to these shots. They don't even care about their own health anymore. It's just like these people are so ideologically married to vaccines. So let them, Richard. It's probably a judgment from God, because they're not nice people. These people are not nice people, and the people who are like perpetrating this kind of stuff are not nice people. And let them suffer, and they will suffer because they're not nice people. And let them be married to their vaccines, and let them be married to their foolishness, because that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I try to be optimistic. At the very least, you'd think pretty soon they won't be able to hide just the overwhelming numbers of people who will know someone who has been, well, had an adverse reaction or died, basically, from these shots. Eventually, when it reaches that saturation point, many are suggesting that as much as 2/3 of the batches out there could be saline, just so that there aren't as many negative reactions all at once, so that they could have plausible deniability to get people still willing to take the shots. If all of them were active batches of all the people who've been taking them so far, you have to wonder, could it be like 3 times if that were the case, 3 times what we're getting now with and that's just what's being reported. So I don't know. I could see that very well being possible. As far as the financial situation too, I don't know. I haven't heard much response from how corporations, they always look forward to the Christmas season, and I'm sure that they aren't in the black nearly as much as they would want to be, all things considered, with the inflation and the money printing. And just from a lot of, eventually the stock market has to default, even if it's due to outside forces like this Evergrande. You're hearing Evergrande is still tanking. And it's a gradual, sinking like the Titanic of
basically property. What you're witnessing is basically the fruits of allowing Jews into your country. That's what you're witnessing. The whole thing's a mess. It's disgusting. The inflation's disgusting. The Jews took power over the money supply. They are liars and they are thieves. And they should never have been allowed to be in America. And they run our country as well, and that's what the problem is, and that's what needs to be dealt with, and that's what the war is, and there is a war, and no one even acknowledges it, but that's what's going on. Jews are just raping and pillaging Western white culture. It's as simple as that.
I can't disagree. I really can't. I mean, Western culture is
under
attack.
And it is a war.
Yeah.
It is a war. It is a war, and no one even recognizes it as a war. But that's what's going on. And they're disgusting, filthy people, if you could even call them people. That's what's going on, Richard. And that's what's happening. And they are destroying everything. And they hate white people, they hate Christians, and they are perpetrating absolute hatred and just beyond belief.
They hate free speech, they hate our freedoms.
They hate us, they hate everything about us. The scumbags.
And so, again, I mean, they're pressing on with their agendas nonetheless. Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised right now. I'm surprised right now you have at least that situation there with no further mandates for this moment. Over here, latest update from Fauci regarding airplane travel. Fauci's saying masks forever on airplanes. You know, like he's some sort of...
Yeah, he's a scumbag as well, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, I hear he's a Jesuit. And there's this one popular Jesuit YouTube channel where he did like a long interview on it. And he talks about how his Jesuit training prepared him well for being able to deal with this pandemic in this key position he has.
Yeah. He's a Jesuit, is he?
Yes, he is.
Oh, good for him.
And
good for him.
I was noticing, financially speaking, since we were on that, Chicago, they're saying, is the canary in the coal mine. They can no longer kick the can down the road. Well, I'm joining the people who are taking part in the exodus from a lot of these blue areas. So many people leaving places like New York, pretty much anywhere on the West Coast, not just L.A., not just California, but, you know, of course, swaths of people from Portland and Seattle as well are heading to places like Texas and Florida, some of the major destinations. Chicago in particular, they're saying that now they can't pay their city employees. The reason for their reset, they can no longer kick the can down the road. The can has hit a brick wall. The illusion of freedom will continue as long as it's profitable, continue the illusion. At the point where the illusion becomes too expensive to maintain, it'll just take down the scenery, then they'll pull back the curtains, move the tables and chairs out of the way, and you'll see the brick wall at the back of the theater. It's from Frank Zappa. But what they're saying regarding Chicago here, we have, well, I should point out, too, I mean, Lori Lightfoot just started a new mandate, you know, that alien-looking
Lori
Lightfoot. Mayor.
Beetlejuice. Lori Lightfoot.
Beetlejuice is far too kind a description of her looks. He's far more attractive than she, but she looks like a cross between a fish and an alien, some sort of fish race alien. And she's saying that these mandates against the non-vaxxed are inconvenient by design. So these things may seem inconvenient. Oh, well, that's intentional. They're inconvenient by design. She's charming. I don't know. Is she really a member of the Homo sapiens? Again, I think maybe just some sort of fish alien DNA, mated with her mother.
Lori Lightfoot.
And so to make matters more insane with Chicago, yeah. Well, Lori, I was just going to say, for Chicago's stance, the same officials are warning the school district could lose up to 100,000 students this coming school year, about 29% of the district's total, as a result of the multi-pronged crisis facing Chicago. These student losses would be on top of the 95,000 the district's already lost between 2000 and 2021. It's madness any way you slice the numbers, making it clear Mayor Lori Lightfoot and city leaders either don't understand or don't care about Chicago's finances. And that's the end of the piece on it. But yeah, inconvenient by design. And I noticed a lot of the places like gyms, places that serve food and drink, big venues for entertainment. Boston is echoing the same type of restrictions from their mayor right now. And that's another progressive lesbian. It's just like Lightfoot here over in Boston. So I don't know. I have the impression that these people aren't really thinking up these things by themselves, even in the timing of them. I do think that they're getting just a lot of this handed down, and they're trying to seem like, you know, just these tough authoritarian far left policymakers, trying to seem original a bit. But, you know, Bill just Gates, Bill Gates,
reprobate.
Let's not forget about him. You know, I'd say worse than Fauci when I look into how much, you know, he helped facilitate Fauci for decades now with funding, actually. But Gates believes the acute phase of the pandemic will finally end in 2022. And he's pivoting, though, on the existing COVID vaccines, saying we need a new way to make vaccines. But this new way you just invested so much in with mRNA, you're already throwing that under the bus because of the fallout you expect. I heard that the reason Fauci always says it's a completely different situation regarding the immigrants and the taking of the shots, the illegal aliens could potentially go home to their home countries and sue these vaccine manufacturers, okay? Because the immunity is for specific countries such as the United States or parts of Europe and UK. But yeah, a lot of these little rogue countries these people are from, these crap hole countries, as Trump would put it, they could go back there and actually sue from those countries where it's not protected. So you'll become an American citizen, and then you have no rights over your body and its health.
Well, like I said, we are at war, and we don't recognize it as war, but it is war, and we are being attacked from every angle, as white people, as Christians, we're just being attacked everywhere, and it's a sneaky war. No one recognizes as a war, but that's what's happening. We are at war, and no one recognizes it, And we're just being.
And they're still talking about the worker shortages too. Article from Michael Snyder. There's worker help wanted signs all over the place. Where did all the workers go? I mean, is it just too low of wages with the inflation? And people got used to taking COVID money and got used to being able to pick and choose. Got more comfortable with how to do the unemployment registering and process, as long as you're out there technically looking for work and this and that. And so just people are playing the system more, and they're just more choosy, clearly, about the jobs they'll take, at least to some degree. I mean, we know hiring practices, that's very anti-white too these days, legally speaking, and that doesn't help. That exhausts the issues as far as just making something that can support yourself. I mean, in the past, you'd be able to have a family, support the wife and have children. And, one person would be able to support all of them, even just coming right out of, without going to higher education whatsoever. Just here, primary school, high school, and then off to a job, which would be able to, that's back before all the immigration started, all the law changing, the Jewish power element, as you say, to all these agendas cannot be understated. But we just have a minute before the break, and then we'll go to the phones. We have a few callers lining up. But final thoughts there, Paul, before we go to the break.
Yeah, no. Well, listen, I echo what you say, and my point is, there's a war against us, and it's not even recognized as a war. And that is the biggest problem, because we are being raped and pillaged from every angle, and that is the truth.
Absolutely. Well, anyone else who wants to call in, we do still have some lines open, 512-248-8252, and we should be right back. I think that music will be rolling in. There it is. Stick around.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with my Monday co-host Paul Edward Stevenson, and we're going to go to the phones. First, we have John in Tennessee. Hello, John. Belated Merry
Hello,
Christmas.
Hello, Richard. Hello, Paul. Paul, if you're not familiar with Lori Lightfoot, you really do need to Google an image. She looks like she's been off for psychotropics for several years. Her eyes are ready to pop out of her skull. I don't know how, Richard, that she became mayor in Chicago. You're welcome in Tennessee, but leave her home, will you? Paul, you know, I think by this point, anyone that hasn't been vaccinated is not going to be. And we wonder why people are falling in line. I think that they've been sufficiently menticided through the brainwashing process to believe it. I don't understand why, but I don't think that they could have family members die as a result, knowing that the vaccine, the shot, killed them or gave them heart attack or an aneurysm or, you know, heart disease, and they would still deny it because they are so... I don't even have the words. So convinced, so brainwashed that the governments of the world love them so much that they're willing to let them starve to death, be without work and without a home rather than get the COVID. What are your thoughts on that?
Paul?
Oh, what do you think, Richard, while we're waiting for him to call back?
Yeah, I can't believe, again, like the people who have actually had children who had serious adverse reactions, possibly now permanent disabilities as a result. And in some cases, I was hearing, and these parents are still advocating the shots for people and saying, well, or talking about a heart condition. You know, they're saying a minor heart incident, cardiac incident, for a child, that trying to normalize it, you know, and act like, you know, just, well, with all these variants out there, I'm certainly glad that my child's vaccinated, even though that happened to them. Paul, are you still here with us? John was waiting for your response. Did you catch his thoughts, and are you here?
Well, sounds like they may have tied him up in Great Britain.
yeah, very well the case. His internet signal.
I listened to a gentleman over there as a YouTube channel, and last week he said that they were actually coming to the point where if you didn't have the vaccine card, you weren't going to be able to even go to work. Now, I don't know how accurate that is. I know in Canada, they're talking about the first of the year as being a turning point, and I'm beginning to wonder what may go on here if the states don't stand up for themselves. It's just amazing to me, Paul. If they don't realize by now, I've got a friend that was a world-class tennis player who gave up tennis and went to work for one of the major oil companies. They forced the vaccine. He got the vaccine and the booster. He's under 40 years old and has had a stroke.
Yeah, I mean, in New York, they're mentioning a fourfold increase regarding children, you know, 18 and under, a fourfold increase. This is insane because, we would never have any heart incidents with children whatsoever, but they're referring to it as COVID hospitalizations and deaths. I mean, we're supposed to believe that now that it's mutated into something more deadly, and that's, we're up until now, all these COVID variants, we've known that children are the least likely to have any, any ill effects from it. You know, the only thing that's changed now is is rolling out of these shots, and now the shots for the children. And it's just amazing how they're referring to it as COVID hospitalizations and deaths regarding children and even infants. They're actually giving this to infants?
And they're talking about vaccinating newborns now. Here's the crazy part. I remember when they discovered, and it wasn't too awful long ago, maybe 10 or 15 years, they found a uniform from a World War I soldier somewhere in Europe that they found the Spanish flu on the uniform, and rather than burn the uniform, they recreated the Spanish flu from the DNA that was on the uniform. They were happy to do so. Now, with this COVID nonsense, something that's never been isolated, but yet we're told that there's a new variant, and there's going to be another new variant of something that's never even been proven to exist.
Well, right.
There's a laboratory somewhere in Europe.
Here, let me hold you to the break.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Yes, sir. I will be right back. Stick around, folks.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
They're making the last film. They say it's the best, and we all help make it. It's called The Death of the West. The kids from fame will all be there. Free Coca-Cola for you.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey. On the line with John in Tennessee. If Paul Edward Stevenson is able to get back with us, he can just feel free to jump in and let us know he's there. But we're talking about just the cognitive dissonance so many people are in, just the denial, no matter how many facts are in their face. And the people who've gotten the shots, if they're already holding out, until now, if they're still holding out until now, they probably won't get the shots, you say. I'm sorry for how many people have gotten the shots. Family members, I have, just like a lot of us, John. And so now, I hear a lot of doctors predicting death within a couple years at most because of some sort of organ failure or some sort of side reaction tampering with your DNA here.
As do I, Richard. You know, The really amazing part about it is that they find things like the Spanish flu on a uniform, and rather than destroy the uniform, because they know what the Spanish flu did, even though it was a military chemical warfare weapon when it was created, and we haven't identified, they've never verified that the COVID-19 virus exists. So there's a laboratory, I want to say it's in Norway, that is actually working on recreating the COVID virus, knowing that it's this worldwide pandemic, but they love you so much, Richard, that you've got to have the vaccine or you can't eat or you can't work, because they love you. They don't want you to die, but they're willing for you to starve or freeze to death with winter coming on. but it's only because they love you. When you take into consideration, there's a park in Norway. I can't remember the name of the park. Maybe you can, but it's actually a statuary showing these chimeric creatures basically in love embraces with human women and human men, like they're having intercourse with people who kind of create a Nephilim race. That's a park in, I think it's Oslo, Norway. So we wonder how long this has been going on. It's been going on for thousands of years. And what Fauci and Gates are, and others involved, George Church at Harvard hacking the human genome, with all of the stuff that's going on worldwide in academia, it's been going on for a long time. They have a desire to completely corrupt mankind and even change humanity. And you got to take into consideration of what it means to be a human being or a man or a woman. There's a difference. I believe it with all my heart. I'm not a human. I'm a man. I'm not a human being, because you is Hugadarn. It's the Sphinx. It's Baphomet. It's Satan. So I'm not Hugh's man being, Hugh's man existing. I am a man. And we need to get that through our heads. This is a species, a seed war, and we're in the middle of it. They want to corrupt the seed of man and change it into something that it was never meant to be.
That's
any
interesting.
Comments
I didn't
on
know.
That? No.
I didn't know the origin that being one of the origins of that name, Hugh. It's interesting how much they try to subliminally instill these different ways of thinking of these things in the culture, for that matter. Like Star Trek, of course, even with the original series and the seceding ones, always were big at that. The social engineering through the entertainment. And in not the original series, but in the Next Generation one, they had a Borg from this collective
right,
mind,
Data.
You know, they disconnected him from the collective and they gave him a name and they called him Hugh, you know, H-U it may have been spelled.
Well, and then on top of that, yeah. they went on the holodeck. And what is Facebook talking about now with Metaverse? To live your life in a virtual reality, like kind of like the holodeck. And the word meta, Richard, the word meta in Hebrew means dead. So they're creating a dead verse, not a universe, a dead verse. You're going to lose your ability to have free thought because you're going to be living in a hologram on a hollow deck, not even knowing what reality is. You're going to be living a life in delusion.
Absolutely.
And they're going to be
happy
about it, and you're not going to know it.
Yeah, I was citing Ray Kurzweil last week. He promotes this transhumanism, and he was recently saying that part of your thinking process, part of your cognitive critical thinking skills will be done through the cloud, through artificial intelligence. As long as there's part of it, I agree. Yeah, as long as there's part of it, it'll alter you completely. That's very true. Well, listen, I should try to get some of the other callers.
I'll make room. Thank you for taking my call, Richard.
Great call. Thank you, sir. Charles in Florida. What's on your mind, Charles?
Are we on?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Yeah, hey. Hey, Richard. And I don't know if Paul's connected with you via Skype, but hope
he's still
is.
Listening.
Yeah, I was going
I'm
through.
Still here. I'm still here. I'm
through.
Still listening.
Oh, great. Okay, brilliant. Okay, you're back. You're back,
yeah,
Paul.
I was looking through David Icke videos and the latest on BitChute, and then I came across Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell thinks that the unvaccinated are super spreaders. He's such a wonderful piece of you know what.
Right.
Yeah, this is our typical Republican sellout. Mitch McConnell. I think he's a minority leader in the Senate or the House. I think it's the Senate. This is, and we have looked forward to Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump too. He loves those vaccines. You know,
yeah, he's also been on the side of the establishment, I believe, regarding this whole weaponizing of the FBI against American patriots, basically, and also the attempts to frame January 6th in a way that demonizes the base population.
Mitch McConnell thinks the people in right. January 6th were all leading an uprising against the United States, against him. Yeah.
Well, listen, anything else?
McConnell, he's married to, is one of the Chow family, the rich billionaire Chinese communists also related to the Moonves family of CBS that owned the stock in CBS television and radio that are related to David Ben-Gurion.
So we have
the Red Chinese linked up to Mitch McConnell, then linked up to organized Jewry and David Ben-Gurion's relative that owns large chunks of stock in CBS.
Wow, that's brilliant. You always have some amazing facts that you give us, Charles. Well, listen, please call back.
That through Jenny.com.
Well, listen, please, we'll be airing shows through Thursday. I'll call back later this week. I just want to fit everyone on. But thank you. Much appreciated. Yes, sir. Tom in Florida. Hey, Tom. Hey, I tried to give you some Chicago updates today.
I heard
ministry.
I'm sorry, I haven't been calling in. I got to take care of my wife. I haven't had a lot of time to call in, but
yes, glad to hear you.
Paul. I heard Paul last. I heard Paul last night.
That was a rebroadcast. The last 4 days we were off, and we're going to be closed Friday, folks, for New Year's Eve this year, Friday and Saturday. But I'm glad you're taking care of your wife. I hope she'll be doing okay. But some pretty rough updates. I'm glad I'm getting out of here. You got to email me. You didn't email me. Get me your contact info so I can get in touch with you. We'll have to get together sometime once I'm in Florida. Just June's right around the corner, but I can't wait to get out of here. I just paid for my last windshield car sticker. I can't wait till I pay the last dollar to the city of Chicago and be done with it, because I can't support any of this, Tom. Tom, you still there? Okay. We may have lost Tom. I can only assume that I'm still here. So,
okay. Can you hear me, Richard?
Now I hear you, Tom. Yeah, now I hear you, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I was just saying, all my family, they're from Chicago. They're all moving out to Arizona. Some are moving to Texas, but they're all leaving out of Illinois. They're getting out. It's Pritzker. That guy's an imbecile. You got that Beetlejuice, like, why don't you call it? She looks like a Fringy or a Klingon, Lori Lightfoot. And by the way, Richard, 4,492 shot, and the year's not even over. 492, and the year's not over. Go figure it out. Can end up around, who knows? It's a war zone over there. And more kids have died from gunshot wounds than COVID-19. So this whole, and I'm talking statewide. So that whole thing is a scam. And like Paul says, these Zog agents. Ben Franklin knew. Ben Franklin told in the Continental Congress, do not let the Zion come over here to Europe, America, or they'll destroy the country.
It's crazy. We have, the most dangerous neighborhoods, in the Chicago area. It's generally the black areas that are in the southeast, and then also a strip running east to west. You're familiar with that, running near the expressway. But, I mean, in general now, it's just, we'll get reports on this app my wife has on her phone, just constantly close to where I live. I'm just in the northeast quadrant, kind of a nice area, a few miles south of Evanston. And it's amazing how many shootings or man-with-gun reports we're constantly hearing within just blocks of us and carjackings. People shot when they're at a stoplight, just from the car next to them. I mean, that's common, like, blocks away from me now. So, I'm ready to get out of here. This is just too much, but the biggest danger, the biggest likelihood a black man has of dying in his lifetime is from another black man, but they don't want to report
That's right. You're right on, Richard. And look at Eisenhower Expressway, 296 shot. People driving down the expressway on Eisenhower getting shot at, taking horrific wounds if they don't die. Unbelievable what's going on. And we don't hear about, you know, all we hear is about COVID. Hey, look, and it's talked about the...
I just saw a video. Hey, Tom, I just saw this video. I'd like to send it to you if you'd give me your contact, if you'd email me or have Julie give you the number so we could text. Maybe have Julie give me your phone number. But, you know, I just saw this video I wanted to send. This guy has his gun out while he's pumping gas in Chicago. So that's the only way you can pump gas now in Chicago, they're saying.
Well, I understand that. Look at the crap they tried to pull with this Jesse Smollett case, that Ken Fox, which he should be put in jail along with the Smollett. He should at least get 10 years in the slammer with that Ken Fox. I mean, the whole thing is a scam. But here, Richard, here's what I called you, though, because, you know, I want Paul, I know this is corny, but you got to watch the James Bond newest movie, because it's corny as hell, it's woke as hell, Richard, but it's telling you that they can signal out any group, and Zog has been doing this for years. And, Richard, I got to tell you, I watched 16 hours on the History Channel Friday, okay, of the Bible, and it's right there. It tells you right there in the Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Zog agents, the Jews, they are the Christ killers. They hated Jesus Christ, like Tony said in Chicago. All you got to do is look at the Bible. Watch that documentary. As a matter of fact, they took the Ancient Aliens off, and they put the Bible on for 16 hours, and I watched it. And they talked about the money changers at the temple and how Jesus went there, and he turned the tables over and threw all the money on the ground.
The more things change, the more things stay the same, those Jewish money changers.
That's right. They're the money changers, and none of these Jews will take their money with them. They won't. I don't give a damn if they're George Soros or Bill Gates. They're all going to HE double toothpicks, Richard.
Don't be a stranger. All right, sir. Call a little more often. Don't be a stranger. I just got two more I want to get to.
You got it, man. We love you. God bless. We love you.
Yes, sir. Casey in Idaho. Hello, Casey. Thanks for calling. And let's try to skip the break.
Richard.
Make sure we have time if we can. Hello, Casey. Yeah, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, thanks to you. I appreciate it. And hello to RBN. I just wanted to report, comment on a previous caller who called in and talked about not being able to get food without a vaccine. Where I am here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, in our neighboring city, Spokane, in Washington, there was an outfit called the Christmas Bureau. And for about 2 weeks, they were giving out food at Spokane Fairgrounds, but with a caveat that you had to be vaccinated and you had to wear a mask. Or provide a negative PCR test within 72 hours. So that's already happening. And to do it around Christmas time to homeless people is horrible. So a bunch of Christian conservatives from North Idaho went over to Spokane and had two events this last week to provide food to the homeless in Spokane. So it is happening. And this outfit, the Christmas Bureau, was three outfits, the Spokesman Review, the local liberal rag, Catholic Charities of Eastern Washington, and I'm not sure if there's an association with the Catholic Church, and then Volunteers of America. So I just wanted to report that, and there's a video on this on my YouTube channel, North Idaho Exposed, if people want to see it. So it's just horrible what's happening, but we got to stand up and unite and come together.
No, thanks for the info, Casey. That's sick. Making it more difficult for people who are homeless or without food, proper nutrition for they and their family, all these loopholes and these tests. And, of course, not to mention that it's just extra resources. I mean, what, Biden ordered all these tests, like 500 million tests, that they're not sure it'll go to the right municipalities. The cities and everything still have to pay for that. They're wasting money, resources, time on all these tests and mandates. It's just all control, though. Casey, thanks for calling. Call
again. I interviewed a local BNSF railway engineer who was going to be willing to be furloughed over the vaccine mandate on January 4th. So we may be seeing a lot of people, you know, we may be seeing the transportation industry across the board have some issues here in the next couple of weeks. So I just wanted to let you know about that.
Oh, yeah, the more it hits people's inner circle, you know, their immediate life and day-to-day ongoings, the more we may get the response we need in time. And hopefully, at least here in the States and even in the UK, they say there's a better chance than in the rest of Europe just to stop complying. Thank you, Casey. Dan in Washington.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, have a good day. Appreciate it. Call again. Dan in Washington, hello. Hey, what's on your mind today, Dan? Once again, Merry Christmas, and looking forward to the new year. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you too, and hopefully you have a good move. You know, I just suggest a lot of good music and beer, you know, and clean. You know, it's always fun to unpack all the stuff and clean up the new place and, you know, have time. Real quick, though, you were talking about Hugh. If you look into religion, Ekinkar kind of started in America about 50 years ago. It actually goes back further. But that's when they meditate, that's what they chant, is Hugh, H-U. And that's the original name for God, they say, of the Egyptians.
All right, that's where they got it.
So, yeah, right, so if you look in the
Ekinkar. It can have a lot of meetings. It can have a lot of meetings.
Yeah, if you look in the Ekinkar.
Not just Baphomet, I mean, or it depends on
the
culture.
Yeah, no, hey, you know, I mean, to me, from my point of view, Jehovah is basically Satan. You know, if you read the Old Testament, you know, so I don't agree with a lot of people, callers' perspective, but the original name for God was H-U, H-Q is what they say. And I don't know where they got that, you know.
Well, supposedly the oldest
Egyptian
creation,
or what?
Supposedly the oldest creation myth is the creation myth of the goddess Sophia. John Lash is a Gnostic who's put a lot of years research into this, and he's the most credited translator, and at least for white culture, Aryan culture, you know, going back, you know, perhaps further than our a lot of our other pagan religions. Not referring to that in a negative way or anything, but I mean, you know, the goddess Sophia myth. I think it may be implied. We can't rule out because so many translations from different. If it's Actually, regarding ancient Greek and Rome, I'm not sure if it predates their religions. I'd have to double check on that. But the goddess Sophia myth is supposed to be the oldest creation myth ever, according to Gnostic scholar John Lash. And he's pretty awake. I remember years ago on Red Ice, John Lash was talking about you know, the anti-white agenda and the white genocide being real. And for a Gnostic, usually the love and light crowd doesn't get involved in anything racial or anti-white, anything to acknowledge. So I'm pretty impressed with him ever since hearing that. So hey, it'd be a good. I wonder what he's been doing lately.
I was recently looking into Gnosticism because someone called the new Pope Gnostic and a heretic, and that was on the Jeff French show. They had a Catholic guest, and he said it in a negative sense. But when I looked into a lot of the origin religion,
well,
of
a lot
the
of people
Gnostic
associate
point of view,
the term Gnostic, well, with Jewry. A lot of people like occult Jewry of Talmudic roots and that,
right.
So I mean, some people associate Gnostic with a lot of the, and then the Dogon, a lot of the origins which overlapped it, that influenced it. But I mean, you know, I guess you know, he's a mystic. You could call John Lash a mystic if you think that's more Aryan than the term Gnostic. But you know, people need to understand that we've had our ancient seers. You know, it's not like it's all Sephardic or something. You know, it's not evil. Like mysticism is neutral. It can be used for good or evil. It's not necessarily evil. You know, anything related to it, or even researching numerology, I find it fascinating. Frequency and vibration, it's real, and I've had so many confirmations of that, including numerological confirmations about things you wouldn't think could be possible. But go ahead, Dan.
Well, I like the origin story of Gnosticism better because it says God is all-seeing. It never starts, never ends, all-knowing. It's uncomprehendable for humans. But
right.
Then that's God. But the
that's
God
why I also
gave
refer
birth
to cycles. That's why I also
hold on now.
Cycles.
Let me make my
yeah. No,
right.
Yeah.
I'm
go ahead.
To make my point.
Or make your point.
So
make
he,
your point.
He gave birth to a female, or manifested a female, which had a child, which is basically an imperfect God, and that God was Jehovah. So Jehovah is an imperfect, almost not evil, but, you know, not good God of this planet. That's what they're... So when they say Jehovah's... Because if you look at the morality of Jehovah in the Old Testament, you're like, how would that be different than Satanism? But if you look at it from that perspective, that he's not really the God. He's the son, you know, one of the manifestations of the God. It made more sense to me that way than saying God is Jehovah. You know what I mean? Jehovah's a God, an imperfect God. Because what other kind of God would sit there and, you know, kill all the babies, the women, children, you know, cut off your penis skin?
Yeah,
give
such
it to
a vengeful.
Me, and, you know,
there's a ridiculously vengeful God in the Old Testament. I agree.
Yeah, it's like, how is that God? It sounds more like Satan to me, but it makes more sense with that Gnostic point of view. You know,
it's hard to see the Old Testament fitting in with Christianity, even for that matter, in my opinion. And a lot of people
exactly.
have different ways of choosing to reconcile it. And even around the station, we have quite a few Christians who have their own, and they each have their right to their own interpretation. Paul here.
Well,
I
think that's kind
Paul,
of what they meant.
Are you connected still? Did you want to comment, Paul? We just have about a minute or so left. If you can hear us.
Oh, I'm connected still. Are you there?
Yeah. Go ahead, Dan.
That's what Jesus was. Jesus is a direct connection to Big God of the universe, the all-knowing, all-beginning, all. So Jesus is your direct connection to that, bypassing Jehovah, the God of this world. And that made more sense to me. And then you got, and they kind of, that's what they were calling the Pope a heretic, because at the beginning of Christianity, you had these different versions, and whichever book they didn't want in there, they would call it, this one Pope started calling, or one leader started calling them heretics. You know, we only want these books in there. And then you had the Council of Nicaea and stuff like that. But I'm fascinated by it.
Jehovah was an imperfect God. The God of the Jews is an imperfect God. Is what
you're
suggesting.
It's kind of like
one of the lesser gods, perhaps, in the hierarchy, you could say.
Yeah, and you know, Martin Luther said Satan is the God of this world. So it's kind of like, is there a difference between Jehovah and Satan? You know, he's not really
he's also credited with the Morning Star or the Light Bringer, Knowledge Bringer. In the Dark Ages, they didn't want you to have it translated from Latin. The Bible was only to be interpreted by priests who could control the people. And then, so I don't know. I don't like how that is seen as negative. The light bearer, the bearer of knowledge, is a good thing. And if nature, understanding nature, if that's satanic, I don't know. I don't agree with that.
Right.
Always a great call. Please call back later. Yes, sir.
Okay, you too. Bye.
And please support RBN, folks. Sorry about Paul's connection. Once he returns after the holiday. But please support RBN. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.